Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today over the phone we are joined by Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. We're going to talk about what's happening up along the San Rafael Swell. Commissioner Leonard, always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Aiden.
And it was a very busy meeting for you guys the other day, but it was also a very productive meeting. Lots of good things happening across the county. And one of the big things that we saw opening up this meeting, once you guys took the time to hear presentation from a few different health groups from across the Castle Country requesting some opioid settlement funds that the county was able to acquire due to the state of Utah settling some lawsuits with opioid manufacturers.
Yes. Yep. We had a couple proposals, and we're excited about them. We have really good partners now with the HEART program, Four Corners, and then the health department. We had two entities come and ask for funding. So these entities are helping with mental health, opioid addiction, other addictions that we have in the community. So we were able to give them some seed money to help get them started and moving forward to help our community with some of these addictions. I don't think things are going to get any easier in our community, so we need to make sure that we have as many resources as we can. And that's what these opioid funds are meant to be used for, is to help move the needle in the right direction to give people support with some of these challenges.
Yeah, and that's a big thing, is it's a bit later to try and stop the problem altogether, but we're at a point where we can take steps to intervene to promote these resources in the community, really giving a lifeline to those in our community who may be needing it because they may be struggling with opioid addiction.
Yeah.
Now, another thing that you guys were able to talk about during this, and this has been a persistent topic the last couple of commission meetings, is that of solar fields and planning and zoning. It's something that the community has come out and they really have voiced their displeasure for, but it's a fine line for you guys to have to walk because a lot of these deals are made on private property, so it puts you guys as commissioners in a very tough position.
Yeah, it does. It does. I think that we definitely want to protect private property rights, but we also understand that there are a lot of citizens that are, you know, had enough of solar, and so we want to, we need to try to make sure that we, it's a fine line, and it is a tough one. We do have solar companies, you know, pushing pretty hard on Emery County, trying to get solar projects here. They are working with local landowners. There was conversation yesterday in meetings about a potential solar project looking at going on Sitla land. I know that got some pushback, and so yeah, we're going to have some public meetings. We're going to have more discussion, make sure that we do the right thing for the community and we get some good input. But yeah, this is a big, heavy topic that we're going through right now, and we definitely want public input.
And you guys have touched on it before that oftentimes when solar companies do approach these landowners and they sign lease agreements, you guys are unfortunately some of the last people to know. And by that point, the wheels are already in motion to get panels up on these lands.
Yeah, it is. A lot of these solar companies go to the landowners first to see if it's even a possibility. We don't hear about any of these projects usually unless it's late in the game. And then it puts us in a tough spot because, you know, it does put us in a tough spot because we have landowners that are excited to potentially lease their land and generate income. And then on the other side of it, we haven't heard about the project. We don't know. So, yeah, we're in a situation where landowners are wanting the development. Other community members don't want to see solar. But yeah, we don't hear about some of these projects till way late in the ballgame.
And, you know, it creates a problem not only for you guys, but also the Planning and Zoning Commission, because it puts them in a tough squeeze as well, as they have to try and make these big-time decisions on whether or not they are able to rezone this land and whether or not they can recommend a conditional use permit for such a project.
Right. It does. And Planning and Zoning committees and boards are usually in promoting growth and development. You know, solar is a total different ballgame when it comes to that. And I think we're going to get some support through the state legislature this year, because they know this is a challenge for other communities around the state.
Yeah, it's something we're starting to see pop up on the Capitol Hill. The bill that would remove its state incentives if they place solar panels on productive agricultural land. So we're starting to see steps like that I think would kind of ease the fear of some community members. But again, it's just a tough task, and it's something we always talk about. You always want to see growth in the county. You want to see Emory County grow and thrive the best it can be, but you also want to see that be smart growth. You don't want to just dive headfirst into things and let one market be oversaturated quickly. You want to be smart about how you approach these things.
Yeah, I think our key, and we know business needs to do business, and they run the way that they want to run, but we do want to have base load on the transmission lines if possible, so that we can have baseload power in the future for Emory County, whether that's keeping the coal power plants, if there are other developments. But we want to be a baseload community first. Solar's already here, so we're a part of that. But it makes it real tough. But our focus would be baseload power and wanting to promote that in the future.
And it feels like today's topics of discussion are all centered around what the citizens want, which is a good thing, because that means you guys are listening and you guys are hearing those community concerns. And one of those ones that you guys visited on last year and is making its return pretty quickly here on March 11th, you guys, alongside Representative Logan Monson from House District 69, are going to be heading to Green River for a citizens town hall meeting. It's going to be a good time. Last time, very productive. I'm sure this time going to hold much of the same.
Yeah, we're excited about that. We're going to have another town hall open house talking. I think we'll talk about some legislative items, and then for the commission, we'll talk about the different areas that we look after for our responsibilities and what's happening in our different responsibilities. So it'll be good to go to Green River and answer questions and also give updates on what's happening.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to be down in Green River after the last one, a few days after you guys held your commission meeting, your town hall down there, and the citizens seemed like they really appreciated it. It was great to hear from the commission leaders, because, you know, sometimes being on the far end of Emory County, you can develop a feeling like you're getting a little left behind compared to Emory County proper, just being out there. So it was good to know that the citizens really appreciated you guys going out and visiting with them.
Yes. Always enjoy Green River, and we need to support them the best we can.
Yeah, lots of good stuff happening out there, even outside of the Mellon Days. Just lots of good fun to be had all of the time. Now, Commissioner Leonard, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
Nope, I don't have anything other than we do have some events coming up that would be worth going to see. I know there's a fishing tournament coming up, and we'll talk about that maybe next time we visit, Aiden. But yeah, look at the calendar. There is a fishing tournament coming up in March, if you want to pre-plan for that, and that's the Mill Site Off Ice. I believe it's the 20th weekend. But that's the only thing I have to leave everybody with today.
Well, you know, lots of fun happening always in Emory County. And Commissioner, always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks, as always, for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Aiden.
Again, our guest, Emory County Commissioner Jordan Lennon. We're talking about what's happening out along the San Rafael Swell for this week's Emory County Update. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.